DeMello. Coast FM.
We didn't talk about it, but I noticed sort of over the weekend possibly talk of the, you know, that colourful footbridge that they wanted to build?
Yeah.
Is back on the agenda. So, yep. Mind you, $6 million to build a footbridge sounds like a lot. I mean,
it's over a freeway or
and through
whatever.
A park. Or, yeah.
Well, it's to connect the Children's Hospital to Kings Park, yeah. If you didn't know what we're talking about. But, yeah, it's a great idea, but I don't know if the money should be going there just yet.
Maybe all the money's going in paint because it's going to be rainbow coloured as part of it.
It is pretty impressive.
Well, I think it sounds like a really cool idea, and I'd love to go walking on it. Can we get another quote, though? You know what I mean?
Did they do the rule of three? You're meant to get three quotes before you settle on one.
And look, the other big news, after 72 years, what, as the name for Aussie cars, Holden, the name, gets retired.
Very, very sad.
I know. Mind you, last year they released that Commodore that didn't come with rear-wheel drive and didn't have a V8. So,
like a budget Commodore.
Well, no, it was just a not Australian Commodore, just a Commodore in name only. You kind of could see the writing on the wall when they came out with that.
They've been struggling for a little while now, but it still is very sad to say that it's not going to be Holden's anymore.
Well, do you know the name goes back to Adelaide, 1856?
What?
A migrant from England, James Alexander Holden, started a saddlery business, turns out. So making stuff for horses that GM bought out. So it's a very long, proud history that comes to an end. And even as a Ford guy, it makes me quite sad.
Very, very sad news.
I've heard you could probably grab yourself a bargain from dealerships over the next few months.
Actually, do you reckon there'd be some big sales?
Well, I reckon given that they're probably not going to be working, well, they won't be working there.
Free
probably
cars.
They'll be like, hey.
Free come and get your free cars.
Do your deals now. Think you can't go wrong with veggies?
No, here we go. Well, you can. Stop eating them.
Prepare to get a rocket up, yeah. British scientists have found rocket leaves could be linked with cancer.
Oh, what? Don't do that.
I don't know what the percentage is compared to other things, but Britain's Food Standards Agency discovered a high concentration of nitrates in the leaves, which can lead to serious health problems. The International Agency for the Research of Cancer has classified nitrates as probably carcinogenic.
Probably.
Yeah. So it's not as high as definitely, but... And the UK puts limits on nitrates in food because of the cancer link. So I've long suspected that lettuce was an instrument of the devil, and now I have the proof I finally need.
Damn it. All the kids listening out there are like, there you go. Told your mum.
Yeah, that's right.
Told you I shouldn't have to eat this stuff.
And rocket especially.
Great. Rocket.
The devil's roly papers right there.
Rocket, though? Let's be honest.
That's the bigger question, isn't it? In this world of kale.
Yeah. Why would you buy a rocket?
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With today's entertainment educator, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Elton John had to cut short a show in Auckland over the weekend when he lost his voice due to walking pneumonia. His tour promoters say that he's still going to be playing his remaining dates in New Zealand and Australia because he's coming back to Australia for some reason. I don't know why.
After going to New Zealand.
Yeah, interesting schedule. But anyway, his next show is tomorrow in New Zealand. So fingers crossed he's going to be around.
Walking pneumonia.
Walking pneumonia.
Is that like a friendly version of like The Walking Dead? Is that the same thing?
Well, pretty much. I think it's one that lies dormant for a little while and then it kind of like hits you.
It does sound like a zombie.
It's just like eating away at you. Anyway.
Wow, that's horrible.
Hope that he's feeling better soon. Hmm. If you missed the release of the Bond song last week, Billie Eilish finally revealed the song for the upcoming 007 flick, No Time to Die. Here's the song with the same name.
There's just no time to die.
In a more extended version, it really kind of works.
It really does.
I couldn't imagine it in my head.
It's got the actual Bond theme song in it,
does it?
Underneath as well. Right. And at the very end, it's very, very cool. Like Billie Eilish, No Time to Die. Check it out. Now, Harrison Ford has confirmed that a fifth installment of his Indiana Jones franchise will start shooting later this year. He revealed the news on Ellen earlier this week.
Can you deny, verify, or whatever, Indiana Jones, they're saying that...
I can deny that it's not happening.
You can deny that it's not happening, so it is happening. When is it happening?
I'll give you a more appropriate answer, considering that I'm going to start doing Indiana Jones in about 2 months. I'm always delighted to come back to these characters. You know, we have the opportunity to make another is because people have enjoyed them. I feel obliged to make sure that our efforts are as ambitious as they were when we started.
Good memories. Mm. That's pretty. All of his classic characters have eventually been revisited.
Awesome, awesome movies. Loved the originals. And the next movie is expected to arrive in theatres July 9, 2021. The Batman director, Matt Reeves, has shared a 45-second teaser. This really is a teaser.
Okay.
Of the first look at Robert Pattinson as Batman. This is the music that plays during the teaser. And we just get to see Batman, well, Robert Pattinson as Batman. He's wearing the classic Batman suit with a red light on him, and that's it. So if you want to see what he looks like as Batman, I mean, there's not much of him you can see. You can only see his jawline, really, and that's all. But hey, the Batman will be released June 25, 2021 as well. So this is a teaser like 2 years before we're actually going to see it. So.
Well, to be fair, they've got a lot of work to do between then and now. So
they do.
In the meantime, here's this.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That is all.
That'll have to do you.
There is some good Adele news on the horizon, though. Her next album is due out in September. She announced the news at her best friend's wedding over the weekend.
Oh.
Way to shatter your best friend's day, Adele.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.